When I came here and I heard about the Cesar Chavez and their little holes like this with a little short hole, that's how we went and separated the beats. And when I fought for that, when I come here and I saw Cesar Chavez fighting for that, these little short holes and everybody has to bend over like that, that's what they gave the farmers here, you know, and everybody's going, you know, well, what do they want? They got holes. Well, if you had to be on the bent over back for all day, we would go down the 100 acres and get to the other end and come back. It's noontime. Then we eat lunch and then we go all the way down. And that's all we could do is 4 rows a day. And we would be with these little holes that had these little heads like this and a little short arm like that. And you dare not stand up, you never get down again. And you know, so I have a lot of empathy for the wetbacks that we've been working for, you know, in California. So, you know, unless you've lived it yourself, you don't realize it. You know, people don't think, you know. But that's how sugar beet was. Hard work and timing. Timing was everything. So we didn't even think, you know, you didn't plan anything in that. Well, you couldn't go anywhere anyhow. It took a day to get a permit to leave the farm.